Amen. And so we'll just let the Lord have his way. Let this transition take place and let everyone get back into position and we'll get going. While we're waiting, if you need a Bible, slip up your hand and one of the ushers will get you one. Amen. And if you have your Bible, open your Bibles up with me this morning to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. And it was and when I was seeking the Lord and what to speak to fathers today, you know, the Lord took me and Luke chapter 8. And hey, Luke chapter 8 is like a faith chapter. You know, it's a faith builder. You know, Dusty's got his hand up if anybody has a Bible for him. He probably won't. There you go. Praise God. You're welcome. And, you know, this is a faith chapter. And, you know, the Word of God says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And as I was looking at Luke chapter 8, you know, Jesus begins teaching on the sower and the seed and how important the Word is and how important it is for us to understand what Jesus speaks and the Word of God speaks, because the devil cannot steal what we understand. The only thing he can steal from you is what you don't understand. That's why God wants you and I to really understand who we are in Christ Jesus, because if we have a revelation of who we are, the adversary can't steal from us. Then immediately Jesus is teaching on the seed and the different types of seed, and he says, let's go cast out and let's go to the other side. And all of a sudden, there's a storm that comes, and Jesus, he's out in the back of the boat. He's asleep. Amen? And the disciples come running to him and said, why are you sleeping? You know, we're about ready to die out here in the sea. And Jesus just asked him, he says, well, where is your faith? Amen? And in other words, he questioned where their faith was. And immediately on the other side, he's at the Gadarenes. And he's immediately... he meets a demoniac that had some devilish or demonic spirits in him. And the demonic spirits recognized who Jesus was. Said, why do you come to torment us? And Jesus cast them out. But what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is that demoniac at the Gadarenes was it was at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then that leads us to our text today, where then there's a ruler of the synagogue. His name is Jairus. And this is the father I want to talk to you about today. This father came and fell at Jesus' feet because he had a daughter that was approximately 12 years old that was dying. And Jesus was following this ruler of the synagogue, and then there's someone else that comes to him in the midst of this. There's a woman that comes with the issue of blood. She had an issue of blood 12 years. She had spent all of her living with the physicians, and they weren't able to help her. And she reached out in faith and touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said to her, be of good comfort, daughter. Thy faith has made thee whole. So here we find a father that's coming to Jesus for his daughter, and he's on the way to see his daughter. His daughter's dying, and there's a delay. And all of a sudden, in this delay, as Jesus is healing the woman with the issue of blood, the friends of the ruler of the synagogue came up to him and said, there's no longer a need for Jesus to come because your daughter is dead. But Jesus said this to him. He said, fear not. Believe only, and thy daughter shall be made whole. So what the Lord was speaking in my heart about today is this father took the right route. He went to Jesus. This father had the right response because he was standing in faith for his daughter. He responded because he said, fear not, believe only. And he had the right reward. So today, that's what I want to speak to you, is a father, a right-minded father, a father that had took the right route, had the right response, and received the right reward. So let's lift our word today and make a declaration in the house, and we'll just see what the Spirit of God wants to say to you and I, His children today. Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. We need a Bible over here. All right. Praise God. Father, we're so grateful, Lord Jesus, for your word. We're grateful that your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord, we're grateful that you sent your word to do something in every man's heart and life that's in the room. Not only in the men, but in the women and the children too. So Lord, I pray this morning, Father God, speak through this vessel. Lord, may the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you, come from the throne of God. And Lord, when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and all praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. You know, when I was looking at a model father, a father to speak about, you know, this father, Jairus, he took the right route. He came to the feet of Jesus, you know. And there's something about being at the feet of Jesus. I think my brother Ron says it perfectly when he says, the floor is the door. Amen. So when we come and we bow in his presence, we come into the feet of Jesus, you know. And this father knew where to go. Amen. He took the right route, you know. So when I looked at that, the psalmist says in Psalms chapter 16, verse number 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen? In other words, you know, what will we do when we get in the presence of God? What takes place in our heart and life? See, this father, we can learn from this father because this father had a heart of humility. This father that came to the feet of Jesus, he was a ruler in the synagogue. He was a man of position. But he recognized that his position meant nothing when he got in the presence of Almighty God. He brought himself down and humbled himself at the feet of Jesus. You know, when I looked at that, the Word of God says in James chapter 4, James 4, verse number 10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, and all of a sudden, this father had a revelation and understanding. He knew there was nothing he could do for his daughter. He knew there was nothing in the natural he could do for his son. But as an example, as a father, he knew where to go. You know, we know that as fathers, we're to show our children the direction and where to go. You know, and God shows us in this account that fathers can stand in the gap for their children. It says nothing about the daughter that was sick and was dead, anything about her faith. It was the father's faith that Jesus was looking at. You know, and all of a sudden he saw that. As men of God, it's so important for you and I as the priest of our home to show our children, to show our spouse, to show our family where we go in the time of trouble, where we go in the time of need. Do we run to the telephone first and dial 911, or do we call a 911 to heaven? Amen. You know, I know sometimes, I know we got a state-of-the-art emergency system with 911, but we got a powerful connection through the Holy Spirit to heaven. You know, the Bible says the veil has been torn from top to bottom, and you and I have the right to go into the very presence of God. Amen. And if He is Jehovah Rapha and He is the healer, if He is Jehovah Jireh, if He is the provider, I need to seek Him first. Amen. I need to learn as Jairus learned that, hey, I'm going to take the right route. I'm going to take the right path. Because when I get into that right path, there is pleasures forevermore. The Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from what comes from the Father above, and whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Those things that you can't do on your own, you got to trust the Lord. Amen. You can't hold it in your own being. You can't hold it in your own strength. You know, this Father could not do that. As men of God, we have to recognize that our strength and our help comes from the Lord. Amen. You know, the beloved John writes in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah 33:3 says, call on Him and He will answer you. When we call unto Him, He will answer us, and He will show us great and mighty things that we know of not. Amen. All of a sudden, this Father, He knew where to go. He took the right route. But He also, I found when I was reading this text, He had the right response. He had the right response. He believed Jesus at His word. He believed Jesus at His word. If you go to our text and Luke chapter 8, verse number 49, it says, while He yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to Him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the Master. But when Jesus heard it, He answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Amen. You know, all of a sudden we find that the first words to Jesus was fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. That's the same word that Jesus speaks to you. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I will help thee. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, says the Lord. Amen. Because fear has torment. God doesn't want us living in fear. Prince of Peace was in the back of that boat. Those disciples were fearful. Now, you and I aren't in their position. The Bible says the wind was blowing and the boat was filling up with water. Amen. So we can say, well, what, all those faithless disciples. Yeah, I wouldn't be like, no, I'd never been in the middle of the sea with a boat that was filled up with water with Jesus sitting sleeping in the back. Yeah. Amen. So at the same time, Jesus said, fear not. Fear not. That's what the adversary tries to do so many times in our hearts and lives, men. He tries to bring the fear of the unknown onto us. Well, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Or I don't know how I'm going to do that. Or I don't know how I'm going to do about this. And I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Well, you know what? When you've done all you can do, the Bible says just stand. That's right. Amen. Amen? In other words, as men, we've done all we can do, now I just have to stand and believe. I got to stand and believe. I got to stand and trust God that He's going to do everything He said He would do. Amen. That's why the Word of God says in Isaiah 41:13, the Word of God says, for I, the Lord God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, we have the right hand of the Father. We have the right hand of righteousness, which is his Son, Jesus Christ. He said, I'll uphold you with my right hand. Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know.
Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in a life life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the beloved John writes in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 18. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You know, what this Jairus, what this ruler of the synagogue recognized, that he was in the very presence of love itself. God is love. Amen? So he is right there in the presence of love. And fear has torment. See, the adversary was trying to bring this torment and this fear in him. And first thing Jesus says is, nah. Just like Jesus said to the storm out in the sea, when the disciples out there, he said, peace, be still. Amen. And when things are storming around you and I as men of God, we've got to trust the Prince of Peace. We got to recognize that what's going to cast out this fear is love. Because fear has torment. But perfect love is what's going to get rid of the fear. Amen. So what we're doing is we're going to share the love of God with our wives as men of God, as fathers. We're going to share the love of God with our children. Because at times when our children have fears, you and I as fathers need to step in with perfect love. And it's that love that will distinguish and put out that fear. Amen. You know, so many times we feed into the fear. We talk about the fear instead of just operating in the love of God. So today, as we're honoring fathers, this Jairus was a man that set a good example of as a father. What to do on your children's behalf. Some of you have children that have wandered off to the deep. They've seen they've gone so far. God says you got to stand in the gap for them and you got to believe that he will bring them back. You've got to trust him at his word, and you should prophesy and speak forth life and not speak into the deadly situation. So many times we feed the adversary, we feed the fire instead of putting some water of the Holy Ghost on it and putting it out. You know, so what we're going to do, what we're choosing to do is we're choosing to speak life to our children. Amen. Our children are a heritage of the Lord. And as men, as godly men, amen, we're to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. The Word of God says, train them up as a child. It won't depart from them. Amen. You know, that's why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 12, that you would walk worthy of God who have called you into his kingdom in glory. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Amen? In other words, if faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and we hear the word of God and we put the word of God to work in our hearts and lives, then all of a sudden it has an effect. It's effectually working. Amen? In other words, it ain't going to have an effect unless we put some application on it. You know, it's just like if I have a bucket of paint and I have a brush, unless I apply it to the wall ain't never going to change. I got to take that word, not only hear it, I got to meditate upon it, I got to digest it, I got to let it go to work in my heart and life. And as I do that as a father, we'll raise our children up and they follow our example. Hello? Some of the characteristics that we have and we see in our sons, they act just like you do. Hello? Watch the children. Watch the children. I watch my grandchildren. I'm watching them grow up. And I watch my granddaughter Alexandra and my granddaughter Katie Lynn and Hudson and Eli, my grandsons. And Aaron's on its way. And I watch them. And the younger one always follows the example of the older one. It's just like, I'm going to do whatever you do. Amen? Amen? So Jairus gave us an example of what we're to do. Amen? We're to take the right route. We're to show and teach our family how to go to Jesus. He had the right response. What was the right response? Yes, Lord. I believe. Because the Word of God says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. For them that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder to them. He is a rewarder and a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. In other words, he had the right reward. His daughter was made whole. Amen. Amen. In other words, he took the right route. He went to Jesus. He had the right response. He believed. And he received the right reward. Look with me in Luke chapter 8, verse number 54. And the word of God says, and he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. You know, when I looked at that, here's what Jesus said. See, he got together with just a couple of disciples and the father and mother. He got all the gainsayers out, you know. But he got it together with them, and he said, may arise. And the Bible said the spirit came into her. But she wasn't only resurrected in the spirit. There was the spirit in the flesh. Jesus spoke to the spirit and he said, feed the flesh man. She's hungry. Amen. In other words, it takes both sides. It takes the natural and it takes the supernatural. See, our natural with God added to it becomes the super. He's the super, we're the natural, and together we have the supernatural. Amen. So what the Lord was saying to me and this, he said, Jesus said this in John 11:25. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? And what Jesus was saying is, hey, you might face some natural death, but as a child of God, you pass from life to life. The absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Whether absent or present, we belong to the Lord. And when Jesus came to Lazarus' grave, he had been dead for four days, right? And Jesus said, spoken forth, was it 5 days or 4 days? 4 days, excuse me. Hallelujah. That's right. 4 days. Amen. And he spoken forth by the word of God. By the word of God. So what am I saying to you and I as fathers? You know, I want to speak somewhere for a moment. I was raised in a godly home. I want to honor my father today, too. My father was a mighty man of God. He went home to be with the Lord. He was a provider. We have 9 children in the family. Dad was working, was preaching full-time and working full-time. He had full-time job. And with my father, one of the things that hindered us so much is, I'm not blaming this on my mom, but I want to speak something that's real. My mom never corrected me. My mom would always say, wait till your father gets home. Hello? Wait till your father gets home. And then Daddy, after he's been working all day, he would have to come in and give me a spanking. So, hi, son. I got to spank you today. And what I'm saying is, wives, mothers, it's not fair to the father to put all the correction and spanking on him. Amen. Amen. We should be equal opportunity parents. Hello? 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 In other words, be truthful with you. I'm just being transparent. I learned to love my mom more than I did my father. Because Dad was always the one that had to spank me. And I was always into something. Huh? Who said it? Roto-Rooter. They used to call me Roto-Rooter because I was always looking for something. You know? So today, as we're honoring fathers today, hey guys, well done. Well done. Well done, guys. Amen. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, today's a brand new day. You know, if you've done things wrong in the past, hey, you can start brand new today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know what Paul said? He says, I forget those things that are behind, and I press towards those things that were before me. Amen. In other words, we can't look back. There's nothing I can change. I can't change nothing that happened to me, with me as a child. But one thing I've learned by the Holy Spirit, that my father loved me, that my father was a good provider, and that my father was a godly man. I am blessed. I'm a blessed man. You know, when I was in darkness and when I was blind, I didn't see any of those things. I didn't see it. I don't know what it's like to raise 9 kids. You know, 2 was a lot. Amen. But I honor my father. You know, yeah. Jay didn't get in too much trouble, but she was smarter. She knew how to work the system. It was kind of funny. I have to say that we're sitting at the dinner table. I think it was last Sunday, and my granddaughter Alexandra, she had said, "Papa, I don't understand something." He said, "Why did mommy never get a spanking, and why do I always get spanked?" It's just like. Oh, yeah, I made a statement because she was doing something. I said, "You're acting just like your mama." She says, "Well, mommy didn't get any spankings." So good. Amen. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I today? He's saying this father, Jairus, he took the right route. He took the right route. John 14:6 says that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come up to the Father but by me." See, they had the right response. The Bible says that Romans 10:13, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He received the right reward. And each and every one of us have received a reward from heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So what is God saying to you and I to close it? He's basically saying, hey, fathers, God wants to honor you today. But the most important thing is our relationship with the Lord. See, we can't get the cart in front of the horse. We got to get the horse there first. So what God is saying to you is, hey, let's get things right first with Jesus. Because he has a call on every person's life. Bow your heads and let us pray.